Welcome back to Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 43. I'm Zell.
I'm Braden.
And that's all we got today.
Two-man crew.
Two-man crew. Midweek show, that's what you get.
That's, yeah. So you get the two duds.
Your two least favorite.
The B squad, if you will.
Yeah. Anyways, we're back. We're back. This is going to be the first normal case file in a while.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the Denver airport.
Man, it's got some... It's actually pretty fucked up, a lot of this stuff. This is really weird. A lot of really weird, like, odd shit.
It's one of those ones I like because it's a lot of... There's a lot of weird shit that... it's there, like you can see, and it's weird and it doesn't make sense, and then the explanations for why they're there, it's good.
Yeah, I like it.
But anyways, before we get into that, we've got some much needed shout outs to a couple people who
we've been slacking.
Yes. Do you want to go first?
Okay, first shout out I gotta give is to he has dubbed himself, and actually I've dubbed him our alien graphics correspondent. He made our new logo.
And it's unreal.
It's awesome.
Fucking game changer.
And he's a straight graphics designer, so he's going to be helping us out with what we need. At Darren Social on Facebook. Darren, I also said he has a novel out. It's called Roger the Bigfoot, and it's a children's book about Bigfoot. I told him I'd give him a shout out because actually it looks pretty cool. It's on Amazon. You can search Roger the Bigfoot, and it was actually just released like a few months ago. So,
And if you're a big fan of the podcast and El Nasty, and you got little kids, what better gift than to support another fan of the show?
Hell yeah. Give him a look.
What else you got? Oh, what do I got? Okay, I'm going to start. I've signed us up for Instagram. I'm just starting to figure. All I've done is posted like four flat earth things. I'll just take a picture of like a sky scenery, and then I'll go, I guess the earth must be flat. Snapchat, I'm finally getting better at Snapchat. Well, I don't know if I've even take very many snaps, but I look at all your snaps. Everyone who sends us snaps, I creep on those snaps. A couple of my favorite snappers that are always messaging us and just sending us snaps and ones I always kind of look at. First one is Haley_is also rad. She's always sending us some good snaps.
So I don't know how to use Snapchat. If they send a snap and you click on it, is it gone? Or can I, if I log on, can I look at them too? Or is it over?
I think if you log on, then like only one of us will view them because the other person won't be able to see them.
Right. Okay. I'll leave it to you.
And then the other person today is, I'm looking at the feed, who pops up the most? Michelle Blackheart Little Stars. She's always snapping, sends us some snaps from time to time. And our old buddy from Orlando, Alex.
What up,
Alex? Your snaps do not go unnoticed. Happy 4th of July, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. It's 4th of July today. We're recording.
Yeah.
So happy.
That's why Dan couldn't come on. Tying one off. He's currently blowing his hand off in Thailand.
Oh, I can't wait to wake up tomorrow morning and search for how many people have lost their appendages over the last 24 hours.
Yeah. Oh,
there's always a good story every year.
Yeah. Always. Man blows off finger. Remember when that NFL guy blew off his finger? That was a good one.
NFL guy?
Yeah. A guy playing for the NFL blew off his fingers. Idiot. any other shout outs?
I'm going to give one more. He's one of our oldest prolapsers here, and he started his own YouTube channel. It's called 401 Files, Ben Walgate. Find him. You can look him up on Facebook or YouTube. He's just started going on making his videos and actually doing a great job. So it's really hard to get started, right? Especially on YouTube, like to get your first like 100 subscribes. So go help him out. Their videos are good. It's about conspiracies, aliens, government corruption, all the stuff we talk about. He's just doing it on YouTube instead of podcasts. So go check him out. All right, I got a huge list, but we'll save him for next. We'll get to everyone we can, but we'll go on all podcasts if we don't. So let's move on to what do you got for any other news?
Well, do we want to go into space news first, or do we do the UFO case file of the week?
Load up the randomatron.
All right.
Let's get going.
I'm inserting, as always, we We get the UFO of the case file of the week from the UFO Encyclopedia, the most comprehensive book on UFOlogy ever written, compiled and edited by John Spencer for the British UFO Research Association. You know what?
This guy is awesome.
I want to actually reach out. Let's try to reach out to John Spencer and say we absolutely just fucking love his book.
See, can we get him on?
Like, why not? Like, how popular can John Spencer be that, like, he wouldn't want to come on?
I'm sure he's got a little time to come on for now.
Oh, actually, he's pretty big, actually.
Is he?
John Spencer is the chairman of the world-renowned British UFO Research Association. BUFORA for short.
BUFORA?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Why not? Let's, you know, during the show, I'm going to try to just see if I can't.
No, I send a lot of emails to people. I never get any responses, so I'll try him too.
Yeah, why not?
Eventually someone will fucking email us back. Come on the show.
What's the worst case scenario? He doesn't message us. Okay. Plugging it into the Randomatron right now.
Got that thing fixed yet, or is it still
it's a little haywire, but it's getting a little better. I think soon I'll have to upgrade to like a 6000, the Randomatron 6000. It's a little faster.
All right.
All right, hold on.
It doesn't run on for 5 minutes after.
Yeah.
After
it spins. Yeah. Well, you know, it's got some tweaks, and I'm not a mechanic, so I don't know.
Let's hit it with a wrench, see what happens.
Yeah. So I gotta just hold on. I'm just putting the book in here. All right. Here we go.
And stop. It's freaking getting squirrely today.
Is it done?
Did it stop?
I think, boop. Oh, there it is. It's smoking a little. Oh.
You got a fucking couple page?
No, we got a good half pager, but did it sound like the Randomatron had a sore throat? It was weird.
That does not sound healthy.
No, it's definitely on its way out. Paolo Gaetano.
Good name.
On the 17th of November, 1971, in the early hours of the evening, Paolo Gaetano and a companion, Mr. E.B., initials, obviously didn't want to be named, were driving near the town of... Oh, my fuck, man. All these big words. Driving near the town of Bananeiras.
Sounds right.
In Brazil. During the drive, the car started to malfunction and eventually stalled near an object beside the road. Gaetano was abducted by the flying saucer, and that's in quotations. Gaetano was abducted by the quotations flying saucer. A beam of light apparently fired at the car, opening the door, and entities grabbed the witness, taking him on board the saucer. He was subjected to a medical examination, leaving him with a cut, later to be used as evidence of the occurrence, and was given what appeared to have been an implied warning that the town of Itaperuna would be destroyed by nuclear explosion. He was later helped home by his companion in a confused state. Of particular significance was the fact that Mr. E.B. did not see the flying saucer, but only a parked bus. Oh, Jesus.
What?
Okay, so he only saw a parked bus.
But this other guy got abducted by a flying saucer.
Well, so he claims. Okay, Jesus. This raises the question of whether Gaetano had a bizarre fantasy based on the mundane event, i.e. he had seen a bus and fabricated a strange story around it. Because of some particular state of mind he was in, or whether the object really was a flying saucer and the entities it contained implanted the image of a bus into Mr. E.B. in order to cover up their activities from him while they were dealing with Gaetano. Oh, man.
So they stopped. Wait, I thought the first sentence was they stopped. They seen an object on the side of the road, and all of a sudden they
stopped. Yeah.
Seen an object on the side of the road, and then he was abducted by a flying saucer.
Yeah, except
which was
one guy was
school
like,
bus.
One guy was like, I didn't see any saucer. I just saw a bus.
Really?
There have been many cases of so-called screen memory where the aliens are held to have replaced normal memory with another image. Ooh, either to protect the witness or to conceal details about the abduction.
So I could
that one sounds like a lot of hoo-ha to me when your star witness says it's a bus.
Yeah, like, I can get on board with, like, yeah, definitely implanting false memories to stop you from remembering. But, like, that guy just so blatantly is like, I seen a bus.
Here's my thing. Why wouldn't they use that all the time?
Yeah, you know that's true.
Right? Then, like, if they had that technology, I'm going to say you would never hear an abduction story. Or maybe some people are immune to them. That's why we don't hear as many abduction stories as there should be.
Oh, so just some of them, some people who get abducted, they try and use this technology on, but it doesn't hold or doesn't work.
Yeah, they're just so dumb and like drugged up that it just doesn't work on them. So then they come back and then everyone thinks they're crazy.
So the people who are really on drugs, this whatever they try and use, this doesn't work if you're, say, on like on mushrooms or acid or something.
Yeah, and then you come back and you're like, oh, so
you actually see the stuff, but people are like, oh, you're just on drugs. But it's you actually remember it because the drugs you're on just negated the aliens' technology.
Yeah, the screening technology. Yeah, I don't know. That one was...
we try to do something with it at the end there, but...
Yeah, it's nothing. That one is... I think we're now below 500.
I think that one's a bust. That's just I think nothing, that was a bust. Nothing excited happened in that one at all.
It was a parked bus, but it's still funny nonetheless. Okay, now on to space news.
No space news. No, I'm just kidding.
No. There's a couple cool things. August 21st to be exact. America will see its first total solar eclipse since 1979. So if you go to, if you just look up total solar eclipse, August 21st, 2017, it will show you like whereabouts in the States, where you'll see it the best. And,
because it's only like a strip of like 50 miles where it's going to be completely black. And then I think it's like 800 miles where you'll be able to see at least some portion of this eclipse.
But I mean, if you're in that belt, if you're in that 50 kilometer belt
and you don't go outside on that day and stand in the shadow, it's a bust.
Oh, and take a couple of pictures and post them to us. Like, honestly,
I'd like to see a time lapse of it. Like,
the longest lasting, it's going to last the longest in Shawnee National Forest of Illinois. It's going to last 2 minutes and 41.6 seconds.
And that's the full eclipse.
That's the full. That's the longest. That's the furthest point. So definitely, I mean, fuck, take a peek. Why not? Like, if you're in the area, it's going to be cool. So I would definitely...
I guess I'll see it in Kelowna here. Just like, I'll see a portion of it at least.
Well, it won't be a total eclipse.
No, yeah, you'll just see it. It'll just go a little, it'll go shady.
I probably won't see it here because the fucking sun never leaves the sky here.
What do you
living got? Flat Earth
three,
up here.
3 hours of nighttime?
I wouldn't even call it nighttime, dude. It's
twilight.
It's like twilight, yeah, because I can see. It's really messing with my sleeping. I find I don't get a really good sleep, but anyways, that's my problem.
That's cool.
NASA is going to fly an object closer to the sun than ever before. I don't know. They're going to try to do it. They're going to launch it mid-2018. And the mission is going to last around 7 years. And the craft's going to come within 4 million miles of the sun. And it's got a carbon composite heat shield. So they're hoping to get some new information about our sun and maybe like what's in it, what it's doing, and just, you know, get a closer look at it. So that's kind of cool.
Do you ever see the video of the giant orb UFO that was sucking the sun out? I couldn't really tell what that was, but it looked fucking cool. Hopefully they get a glimpse of that.
Oh, maybe, yeah. And then, this one's not so much space news, but it's just weird news. Someone sent me this video of this friggin' weird ass thing off the coast of Indonesia. Type in mysterious giant sea monster found off the coast of Indonesia.
Oh, I've seen that.
And it looks like some weird ass, like old rotted out, like, oh, it's weird.
I've seen it, and I would go ahead and say that it's like some type of decomposed whale. Like, it honestly didn't really look anything crazy enough to be like, holy shit, that's a sea monster.
I just thought it looks so weird.
It was cool. It was a big blob of weird
flesh.
Yeah. Okay, well, I got a little bit of space news. Everyone's favorite guy, Alex Jones.
Yeah.
He was spitting about claiming that NASA has abducted children and they have a Mars colony or a slave colony.
Yep.
It's a 20-year mission for these kids. NASA actually came out and defended themselves like, listen, we don't have a fucking child slave colony on Mars. They actually had to come out and tweet that.
That's hilarious.
That was just funny.
Well, obviously, the Earth's flat, so how would they ever get to Mars? Mars is just a pretend light in the firmament.
Just a pretend light in that firmament, which we don't know what it's made of or how far it is.
Oh, speaking of that, I said on the Flat Earth podcast that I was going to watch all David Weiss's videos.
Watch them?
First off, he said they were all 5 minutes long. He has barely any that are 5 minutes long. They're all like an hour.
Oh, nah.
And they're so long and like... No, I watched like three and I was like, I couldn't get him bored. And I'm like, if I watch more, will that like, no, I just couldn't.
I spent a lot of time on the Flat Earth because I was actually generally interested in why everyone's like, why these people are getting so insane about it.
I think it's because
nothing pulls me in. Honestly, nothing. No. Like, I started looking into like the science of atmospheric refraction. It's fucking super complicated. And a lot of people could easily debunk seeing something that's double the miles away, like super easy, just because it's refraction. It's like when you put a fucking pencil in a glass of water and it just warps it so much.
Yeah.
It creates mirages on the horizon. It creates like so much stuff that's like, just because you can see it doesn't automatically mean the Earth is flat. Like that's pretty much the argument is based on, right? It's like, because we don't know or can't see or we can see, obviously it's a worldwide conspiracy. Obviously they're lying to us. Obviously it's flat. And you're like, well, yes, yeah. What's going to happen? I feel bad. They're just going to try their whole life to prove it's flat and it's not going to go anywhere. And then, well, like,
yeah.
Hey, you know what? You're interested in something. Sure. I don't care. Doesn't matter. But I don't think we're doing another flat earth for probably ever.
No.
Like we did. You know what? No one else gives it a chance. We gave it a solid try. It was fun. Talked about it. And now we move.
I was going to say, like, we talked about having someone on to debunk it.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, don't care enough to hear about
it. I looked into it so much that I like looked at all those people I could come on and what and their arguments was like, this makes sense. Like this all makes scientific sense, like to me. And yeah. So yeah, that's not gonna happen. But we will try and get people on the other side of like devil's advocate side to debunk some of these theories if we can to find someone reliable.
Yeah, because he blew up our Facebook for a long time.
Yeah, we got a lot of Facebook clicks, more than normal.
A lot of Facebook clicks for that.
Yeah. A lot of people, we don't want them coming back probably, but that's all right.
All good. All publicity is good publicity?
I think that is the term, I think. Anyways.
All right. You want to take off, you want to start on this one?
Sure, let's get on to this conspiracy of the Denver airport. Man, it's got some weird shit. So we'll do a quick summary. Denver had an airport. I think it was built in the 50s.
Stapleton International Airport.
Yes. Yeah, so, is it still operational? Do they have both airports going? Or do they completely move over to the other one?
While you're continuing, I'll try to see if I can
sure.
See that.
Anyways, construction started in this new airport in the early 90s and finished a year and a half behind schedule, $2 billion over budget on February 28th, 1995. And the original budget for the airport was about $2 billion, so they went over by 100%. Like, and no one,
yeah.
You read all these stories on there, like no one knows like how you could under like bid on a job by that much out of budget. Like usually, like you go at a budget, like you go over like, I don't know, 15, 20, 25% would be insane. 100%, I completely misjudged it. It's the biggest area airport in North America and second largest in the world at 53 square miles.
And it's twice as large as the next biggest U.S. airport.
Yeah, it's fucking, like the footprint of this thing is just massive. And then that's where the theory starts spawning. Why did they have to build this brand new airport when they had other one just needed some like minor updates, just like Los Angeles airport, and all these other airports have been around for fucking ever as well. They just update them and expand them, right? And just keep going. So to build this brand new giant footprint airport out of the blue, and with no so much over budget, you start spawning all these theories. So you want to start going through a couple of the weird theories about it?
Well, the first thing I'll say is like, the one thing that's weird about that budget is the lack of transparency between like...
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to think taxpayers and stuff paid that. And it's like, it's hard to find down, like nail down, like breakdown of costs. Like that should be, it should be public. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I did look, I didn't write it down or write the address down, but you should do your own research. If you look it up, there's some, I think they call it Freedom of Information Act requests on some of the buildings of that. And you can actually find some kind of cool stuff. I didn't look too much into it because that'd be a whole nother podcast on its own. But so like, all these buildings, they have to be approved probably by the like councilor or fucking governor, or like the heads of your state, right? Or city at least. So whoever approved all this stuff, they signed off on a $2 billion over budget. Just like, oh, that's no big deal. We'll pay for it. So right there, like, ah, well, it seems weird. And then you start getting these stories of like, okay, there was originally five buildings planned. And when they were built, they weren't right. So all they did was bury them and then build more around it and on top. So they're like, well, like, I don't know about that part of the conspiracy. Like, it's hard to find out if there actually is five buildings under there. But the conspiracy says that there's five submerged giant buildings underneath this airport, supposedly for some type of New World Order. I guess headquarters, I guess, if all the other bases go to shit. I don't really know why that would happen, but that's the first starting conspiracy. We'll want to roll with that one.
Yeah. So then to like, why would you have underground buildings underneath this airport? So like right away, what I go to is, the things that I kind of got to go back to go forward with this one. Denver is the highest like metropolis city in the States.
Right.
Like the, right, like it's like
mile up or something.
Yeah, mile high city. The highest major city, but like their population is only like an estimated 693,000. It's the 19th biggest city, but yet they have the largest airport times two of anything in the world.
Nothing else is even close. Well, there's one bigger one in Saudi Arabia. That's the biggest one in the world.
So, okay. So you have this one in Denver and you have this one in other really expensive one and this giant one in Saudi Arabia. My thing is like, I think these are like, if you're building, this is something for like a ELE, extension level event, somewhere where you can fly to, right? If there was massive flooding and stuff, like
something
you got to think
high out of the way, secluded by mountains and
secluded by mountains. Right. And like that airport is not only is it, it's fucking way out of town. It's 53 miles out of town.
Yeah. So they built it way out of town. So the other airport must've been
25 miles out of town.
And the other airport's probably right in town or right. We're close to town at least, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So out of the way over budget, giant.
And less runways.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, less runways. And then, while we're on the runways, there's the, if you look from an aerial view, the runways are actually laid out and the building's kind of laid out in this like a swastika type style.
I'll go with the swastika type style.
It's not a swastika. It doesn't look exactly like a swastika.
If it doesn't look exactly like a swastika, it's not a swastika. No one's going to be like, you know what I mean? Like, no Nazi's going to be like, let's almost make it close to a swastika. You know what I mean? Like, it will know. No, like, doesn't look to me. I was like, okay, yes, I can see it's got the two, but the other side's all fucked up. Yeah. It's like when you're, it's like when you were a kid and you would like just be like in history class and shit or social studies and you'd be drawing them yourself and you'd keep fucking up the two sides. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Why do people used to draw those? I remember being a kid and I used to draw like stick figure, like wars.
Yeah.
And
me
I'd always draw like Canada. I always draw like Canada and United States and like England, all these like all the countries like blowing up these Nazi ships. I was like 8 years old. I didn't even know what it meant.
It's not weird that, because I used to do that too. That's a fucking weird thing. I wonder if that's one of those weird things that everyone does and like no one really knows why. How many of you out there just fucking drew stick figure war scenes?
Okay, you know what's, on the topic now, because when I was eight, I went to Germany.
Yeah.
My mom has like distant relatives there. So we went to like, kind of go visit. And I was drawing these fucking things in Germany. And then my like great aunt or something see me drawing one of these swastikas and just freaked out. I had no idea what it meant. And my mom was like, I had to sit me down and like, well, you can't be drawing those, especially here.
Enough with the swastikas.
No more swastikas. Choose a different country.
Yeah, you're blonde hair, blue eyes. You're the Aryan race drawing swastikas in Germany.
I had no idea what it meant.
I guess when in Rome, eh?
Yeah, everyone's doing it here, I guess. That's why I hear. No, but anyways. Yeah, that's just weird. Everyone used to draw that kind of stuff. Like, it's,
while we're on the topic of weird things everyone else used to do, I read an article about everyone drawing those weird S's. You know those S's where you do the dot, the three dots, and the three dots below, and you go triangle up, triangle down. It would kind of look like a weird Superman S.
Oh, you know what? I kind of do remember that, actually.
Everyone drew those as kids. And then, like, I read an article being like, someone was like, there's like some of those S's, like there's pictures of them like back in the 70s, like elementary schools. Like no one knows where they started. Just everyone has continually does them like everywhere. Everyone does those little S's. Like what's the reason?
I got the article. It's from Vice, vice.com. Yeah.
It was one of those
weird S's.
It was a poop read. Like I was reading it, I was taking a poop and I was like, oh, that is weird. And then like someone sent a recent one. They're like, kids are still doing it.
Weird.
And it's weird. It's just
like
one of those.
It looks like a mix between the Suzuki emblem and the Superman emblem.
Yeah. And it's just one of those weird things.
Probably has something to do with the Denver airport conspiracy.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, back to Denver airport conspiracy. So like I subscribe to the theory that these buildings underneath are, I think they're for some sort of, people say it's like, oh, it's a fallout shelter. Or then I see it's like, some people are like, oh, it's a FEMA concentration camp, whatever. I don't know if I subscribe to that so much, but I definitely think it's probably a safe haven for the elite and powerful.
I think I could get on board with that as well, because what better way? Fucking build it underground, all out of concrete. Obscure under an airport, like, but the thing, if under an airport, like, I search for this too, like whistleblowers, like saying like, yeah, there is something weird under there, and like there was always sources saying like, yeah, my source says that there's underground tunnels underneath there, like, but they don't say who the source is, so it's like anonymous whistleblowers or someone's making it up. So, but I could definitely get on board if that it is very weird. So underground tunnels, there's theories of like there's underground tunnels. This is another Alex Jones theory. This guy is just fucking unreal with the theories he comes up with. There's tunnels that connecting this base with bases all around the United States. It's like an underground super complex for the elite. But like, I don't know how you get that far so quick. But all the sources say that there is an underground complex underneath this building. Which, you know what, it makes up for the $2 billion over budget. That's a whole nother fucking building. You just build two buildings, pretty much. One below, one above.
Yeah, it's people think it's the evil headquarters for the NWO, which...
Yep.
Some of this other shit that we're going to talk about, like...
It's going to something else weird about it now. While you're on that, go for it.
Yeah. But, so... Okay, you know what would be a good one? This is what I'm thinking. Okay, when was this? Let me see if this. When was it built?
Oh, it was finished in 1995.
Finished in 95. Okay.
What are you thinking? What's on your mind?
Well, because you know what? Actually, 95.
Yeah.
Okay. I bet if I was a betting man, and at first my head went to the 2012 apocalypse, like everyone was kind of worried about that because of the Mayan calendar.
I got something on that. But
like, so at first that's what my brain went to is 2012. But once you said 95, you know what this was probably built for? There was probably a serious concern. Like maybe like we don't even realize how serious it was, but that Y2K bug was seriously going to fuck things up.
That was such a myth though. Like everyone really knew it was a myth. Like everyone knew it was a myth though.
Well, maybe that's what we're led to believe.
But,
right? And that's why this thing was so over budget, because they were trying to get it done before 2000.
It's possible, but like I'm pretty sure like Y2K was if someone started on Reddit, like as a conspiracy, and it just took wildfire.
Reddit was around in 99.
No?
I don't think so.
It's a good question. It was definitely around like early like that. But anyways.
So what were you going to say about the 2012?
Okay, well, I got to make one connection here first before we get to 2012. So another weird thing about this airport is the art, these murals. Have you seen these things?
Yeah, they're fucking they're actually unbelievable.
They're so fucking weird. Oh no, here they are. Okay, how many murals are there? I don't know, but there's one. Okay, there's a mural. Look at this one first. There's one mural. It's like a gathering. Looks like a potluck style. This is like a happy one. There's like a bunch of different races around like this, like tree of life kind of thing. Everything's flourishing. There's whales jumping in the background. So this one seems happy, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's kind of a nice. Looks like a mural for peace and happiness. And then you get to another mural, and you're like, okay, this is kind of getting weird here. Oh, what the fuck did I do here? Okay, the next one. This one is like, man, this one is, I'm kind of saying them out of order. I think there's an order to these pictures. But anyways, this one has like a dead Nazi soldier.
That's one I'm looking at right now too.
He's holding his gun. And
scimitar?
With his scimitar there, and he's got like two doves on it, and there's like a whole bunch of like children and people from around the world bringing their weapons to a central point. And I guess this is supposed to resemble the earth uniting in harmony and getting after the, like a new world starts, that we won't need our weapons anymore.
Yeah. And it looks like he's stabbing the dove, which is
that's a different one. So I think,
oh, that's a different one?
I think I'm seeing them out of order. So I think the one you're talking about is, yeah, okay, this one. Oh, this one is just so fucking weird. It's unbelievable. Yeah,
it's got the rainbow turning black. It's like this same like Nazi looking soldier of some kind with his assault rifle in one hand. There's like, it looks like mummified people.
It's fucking weird. He's got like, there's like a weird like gray like mist coming off his body. He's stabbing a dove. He's got his gun in the air. There's dead children. There's all these like
there's crying mothers holding their dead infants.
Yeah. So like this is supposed to symbolize like a great chemical
and he's wearing a fucking gas mask.
There's like a destroyed building, and I think if you zoom in on this one of these notes, I can't remember what this says. If you actually zoom in, they have like weird inscriptions and shit.
Yeah, I remember it from looking up a long time ago. It's something to do with like a survivor from Auschwitz or something.
Yeah, and then
like a little boy.
Oh, and then okay, where's the last one? There's one more where it just shows like everything's dead. Like there's a mass extinction. Like there's whales dead. Everything's fucking dead. I think it might be this one. Yeah, this one right here. This one has like it looks like a dead leopard in the center. It's got dead turtles, dead whales, and like red fucking in the red ocean. It's got a flaming forest, billowing smoke. Like it's got a girl placing a glass capsule over a penguin. So obviously this penguin's stuffed in the picture, and maybe they're extinct or something. It's like pretty much symboling like a great mass extinction.
Yeah, and you're like saving races or saving things.
Yeah. So like, and these, I guess they're supposed to go in, and there's even more, like there's more. I think there's like eight pictures or something, but they're supposed to tell a story. Supposedly the conspiracy is they tell a story of the New World Order coming in. Cause in the conspiracy is the New World Order has to exterminate a large portion of the world's population in order to maintain control over a smaller amount of people. So we're saying it symbolizes like, that's the Nazi symbol with the like killing, like through chemical warfare, like killing a bunch of people. And the next picture shows, oh, all these dead animals through mass extinction, probably from something similar, like a great, I don't know, some type of, maybe it's nuclear war or fucking who knows what it is. And then the pictures progress. Like it shows, oh, now that the bad man is dead, all the people of the world are gathering their weapons, coming together and united in peace and harmony. And oh, now the animals are back. You're like, it's pretty much it's signaling a new world, right? After some type of cataclysm, there's going to be this new world that's going to be peaceful with no weapons.
If you were to just show me these pictures alone, in this order, without any context,
no context, I'd be
like,
yeah,
these are fucking freaky pictures. Like, they're creepy. And then if you were to tell me that these are in a fucking international airport, the largest international airport in the U.S., it's absolutely mind-boggling that you would put these pictures up.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's actually crazy.
Like, it's absolutely insane.
Okay, like, so I think this artist, okay, so now let's talk about this artist. Fuck, what was his name? I wrote it down and I lost it. Laguma. Mr. Laguma. I can't remember his first name. But anyways, he also made, I think he made those murals and Leo Tamguma, that's what it is. So he made those murals, I think, but he also made this fucking giant blue hell horse that stands guard outside this, like at the entrance to the Denver airport. It's this, I don't know, how tall is it? It's like 12 feet tall.
Hold on. I have it. I actually have it. I have that information is right here. Hold on a second.
It's painted blue. It's got red eyes. It's like rearing up. It is fucking,
it's a 32 foot tall.
Oh, it's that tall?
32 feet tall, anatomically correct blue horse with glowing red eyes and veins that can be witnessed by people as they drive in and out of the airport. It fell on the creator.
Crushed his leg or something, killed him.
Killed him.
Yeah, it fell like crushed his femur, which severed his artery, and he bled out and died while creating this thing. It has the nickname as Blucifer. That's what people call it, Blucifer.
You my boy, Blucifer.
But I think that they on the plaque, it just says it's Mustang. It's just called Mustang. That's the art piece. But it's fucking blue. Its eyes are fucking red in the dark. It has like, it's all lit up. It looks so fucking creepy. One of our prolapsers, I think Lindy Lucas, was going on a road trip there and she took a picture right in front of it.
It was her. And I think Annie sent us one of that.
Yeah, a couple people have, and it's fucking weird. Yeah.
It's cool, but... But yeah. Fuck, it's weird, man. That's a weird thing to have at the front of your.
That's supposed to, it's supposed to be a welcoming, like a welcoming, safe environment. Like, all right, you're going on air travel. Like, yeah, feel safe. Here's some nice statues. Maybe some local artwork, some native artwork, or like, you know, something regional, like defines your community. Hell horse, welcome.
Well, actually, see, and that's like maybe they were worried about a biblical like 2012. Apocalypse.
Oh yeah.
And like,
oh, I didn't,
that was a
connection.
Symbol of like, that was a symbol of like one of the horsemen.
That is one of the conspiracies. That was one of the horsemen. The fourth one, I think, is the horseman, like he's death. He's supposed to resemble death. That's the fourth. So as I said, there's a connection I was going to make with the Mayans. In one of these pictures, there's like she looks like she could be a girl, like a Mayan girl or something, like a native girl, like the darker skin, and she's holding like what looks like a Mayan clay tablet, and the 2012 prophecy. Like people are like, I think the Mayans probably, it's supposed to be a time of change, but people obviously think it was going to be like a time of destruction, like great like cosmic destruction. So maybe that had something to do with it, because in one of these pictures, she's actually standing there holding this fucking piece of fuck whatever Mayan artwork. Is it right here? Oh yeah, okay, I found it. She's holding, it's definitely a Mayan girl. She's holding what kind of looks like a piece of Mayan artwork, but at the same time, it doesn't really look like a piece of anything. It looks like a piece of wood too, but let's pretend it looks like a piece of mine artwork because it kind of fits because she looks Mayan, and then the whole fucking picture's on fire, everything's dead. So it is kind of a connection to like some type of cataclysm, but, which didn't happen in 2012, thank God. So, but it's just so weird that like that kind of art would have to be approved. It has to be approved. It's not like, it's not a private contractor like for own nefarious gains like putting that in there. That's like a group colluded decision to put that weird shit in the airport.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. Ow, fucking off, Luna, little dick. Fucking bite my ass. Yeah, it said. I just had it up of where. Yeah, the artist that was killed. It wasn't two. It was, they had two different people. The statue's artist, Louis Jimenez, was killed by the statue.
Oh, different guy that painted the murals. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the art was chosen through a project selection panel made up of community members and artists, and was approved by several government committees and the then mayor of Denver before being installed. It's
weird.
So government officials reviewed this, and like, if anyone knows anything about like work for the government stuff, it, the government is so like, has to be politically correct and like non-offensive that it blows my mind that government officials would look at this and be like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, that looks great.
Oh man, that art is so weird. Okay, next part.
Yep.
Google. Okay, so like, I would say one of the best known secret societies in the world, the Freemasons.
Yep.
100% real.
Yep, definitely.
Anyone can go right now and Google their symbol. Google the symbol of the Freemasons. It's that little like compass thing with the little triangle ruler with the G.
Yep.
It's their symbol. You go to the airport's dedication stone. The dedication stone. The time cap, it reads, this time capsule beneath the stone contains messages and memorabilia to the people of Colorado in 2094. Buddy, we should break into this fucking capsule. And anyways, this, the fucking symbol right in the middle of this fucking tablet, the dedication stone, is the fucking Freemason symbol.
Dead center.
Dead center. And then not only that, it's dedicated by the New World Airport Commission, which doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's what I know. What, I'm going to search, because I actually didn't search if it did exist or not. I'm going to search it right now.
It doesn't exist.
New World, what was it called? New World Airport.
Airport Commission.
Commission.
It's.
Okay, because I gotta read this first. What the fuck is this?
It's insane. Like there is no fucking even mistaking that for the Freemason symbol.
It's the exact symbol. Like you could not get any closer to that.
It's the exact symbol. And then I never realized that before. It says this time capsule beneath the stone contains messages and memorabilia to the people of Colorado in 2094. I wonder what's in there.
I don't know.
Could you imagine you move that stone and it's like a virus that wipes out?
That's the virus. That's the plague. The virus.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's been 100 years. We've got to open this up. Now the world's way too overpopulated. There's like fucking 14 billion of us and open it up.
You have an airport that's way too big for what's needed. You have a crowded day of people about to travel all over the world from this international airport. What better way to fucking spread a virus? This is like 12 monkey shit.
Fuck yeah.
They open the tablet, they release this virus they don't know, and then everyone goes on their merry way.
It takes 48 hours to kick in, and once it kicks in, everyone's dead in like 2 hours or something, and it spreads instantly. Just boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, and then, you know what? And you just, all you would have to do is book flights to like all the main hubs that day. You know what I mean? Like one going from Denver International Airport to Beijing, Rio de Janeiro. You know what I mean? Like all the big cities, all the big metropolises. It would spread like a hot cake.
Oh, yeah. You could spread the whole thing around the world in 2 days. No problem. Game over.
Oh, that's weird.
I search World Airport Commission. Nothing really comes up. All I can find is New World Airport Commissioner founder dies in 2010. Charles Ansbacher, the man who coined the name New World Airport Commission. He coined the name, but does that like does is it a real thing? These websites are just fucking horrible, like worse than I make. So they're obviously nothing. I don't know. It's weird. If that was like to have that on a stone, you think the New World Airport Commission like would be more of a thing.
There was it was billions of dollars over budget.
Martin,
right?
What does it say? It says Martin. Who are the contributors? Martin Marietta, Aeronautics, Fentress, Bradburn Architects, and Zimmerman Metals. Those are the contributors of the New World Airport Commission. But like, what does that even mean?
That's fucking weird, man. I'm typing in Zimmerman Metals to see what that is. I want to know what the fuck.
Yeah, it's a 100% because right beside the Freemason symbol, it says the most worshipful Grand Lodge of AF and AM of Colorado. I know they call the places lodges, right? The Freemasons. So fuck, 100%. This is Freemason done. But Freemason, like I've also heard, like Freemason is not necessarily a bad secret organization because they originally were just builders, right? So they do still build shit all over the place and leave their marks everywhere. So like you could easily just be like, well, yeah, they're Freemasons who built it. They put their stamp on it, but they also built like fucking everything. But it's just weird. It's super. Oh man, that capsule thing, that's fucked up.
Give me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. All right, here's one. Here's something weird that's happened at this airport. In 2007, 14 commercial aircraft spontaneously shattered windshields.
What?
So the investigation concluded it was high winds, grit, and cold temperatures. 19 of the 14 planes had just tried to take off or just landed.
So all the
just 14
windows blew out?
No, just on aircraft.
Just the aircraft.
So some people say it's like a weird EMP or something or something. Yeah, I don't know. But it couldn't be an EMP because that would only affect electronics, but like something, some sort of controlled blast that did it. Because those things, they fire fucking chickens.
Right.
Mach 10 at them.
Oh, yeah. Shattered windshields incident. That's fucked up.
That's fucking weird. Yeah. Fucking. Oh. What else you got?
Well, I'm just trying to wrap my head around this New World Order connection. So underground bases, I get it. Could be a FEMA camp because it is fully fenced in this giant fence with barbed wire facing inwards.
Yeah.
So the barbed wire facing inwards, I thought about it before a few times now. And is it better to have barbed wire if you're trying to keep someone in? Do you want the barbed wire facing in or out? Is it harder?
Sorry.
Is it harder to get over barbed wire, you think, if it's facing in or out, like when you get to the top? Probably facing in, eh? If you're climbing up and that the barbed wire is angled back in, you got to climb up and over that way. Yes. Yeah. So like, I think the barbed wire is facing in around this place, which is the same as a lot of other supposed like FEMA camps around the country that have, they're like old abandoned Walmarts or prisons or something with all the fence still like pointing inwards. In like concentration camp style stuff.
That's so weird.
Man, yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's a
really. So what's the story about the FEMA camps?
So the conspiracy about the FEMA camps is supposedly like the American government is trying to disarm this is part of the New World Order type of thing where they're trying to disarm the people. So when there is some type of catastrophe, they can claim martial law and have like minimal opposition. That I think that's the gist of the conspiracy. I think it has something to do with like Agenda 21, which is a conspiracy also that says like that's part of the depopulation agenda. They're trying to reduce like 90% of the population. But they're kind of weird too, because we've talked about it briefly before, those Georgia Guidestones, right?
Yeah.
Remember that? And they have like those like 10 commandments for like a new world. And it's like to bring the population more in balance with nature at 500 million. So like it's just another nod to like depopulation on some giant level.
Yeah.
So yeah, you kind of start connecting the dots between all these like all these conspiracies, and they kind of all end up, if you go with the new world order, like conspiracy like that way, that is, could be.
You know what?
The central thing.
If anyone listens to our show in Denver or is going to be in Denver, can you snap some pictures of this barbed wire fence? Because like I'm trying to find it, if it's actually aimed inside or if it's doubled up. You know what's weird? Because I show, like, do they have, some of the pictures are showing razor wire. And I thought razor wire was not allowed. Like, I thought razor wire was...
Pretty sure it's like a criminal, like a crime against humanity, razor wire.
Yeah, like Geneva Convention.
Yeah, shit. Something like that.
It's so weird.
Yeah, like, I mean, I could see you want to keep people out of an airport, so you would barbed wire the whole fucking place. Like, that's no question there, I don't think, but...
Yeah. But which way are they pointing? Are they pointing to keep someone out or keep someone in? Or are they pointing both ways?
If I was building a 12-foot fence, like, 100 miles around, I would you don't want people in? I would put double layer. I'd put one going in, one going out. So even if you got up either way, then you got to get over another one, like, fuck, even harder. But you know what? Barbed wire is bullshit anyway. You know what? I just thought about it. You just take a fucking an electric grinder and just saw through that fence in like fucking no time.
Buddy, you could take some snips. Some good snips.
That's what I mean. But yeah, snips, or you just have one of those like just an electric little mini grinder and just you fucking
cut. Oh, you cut and make a door.
Cut yourself a man door in 30 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's just so weird. Like, just the scenery, like the money that was spent on it, that's like, like no one knows why. Fucking all this shit, man. It's just so weird. Why is it so far out of town? Why did they need it so big in Denver? Why is there Freemason symbols inside? Like, it's so fucking weird.
Yeah, like we should talk about it one time, because I don't really know enough right now, but like all of like the Masonic symbols and the Illuminati symbols and like American currency and like all those like national treasure, Nicolas Cage type connections.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of that stuff is like, it is super weird. Like you got like the fucking eye on the $1 bill, right? On the triangle. Super weird. I don't know. Like
that is weird.
The more I look into this, like the New World Order and like this conspiracies like this, like they all kind of start to weave themselves into some type of web that kind of like seems connected almost in a way.
Yeah. Well, you know, fuck, man. It's driving me nuts. Like, I wonder why? Like, why the fuck would they build this? I don't get it. It had less. Some people said the airport had been sued. Like, the Stapleton had been sued for noise. But, like, to then drop $4 billion on making this fucking giant, you know what I mean? This giant fucking airport.
Yeah, like, I get it. Like,
you know what's weird?
The Patterson Airport, it was old. It was like 60 or 70 years old. It was like, I don't know, I guess the structure starting to decompose maybe a little bit. But it shouldn't. If it's concrete, like, you can make concrete buildings last for hundreds of years. So, I don't know.
It's weird. I'm just looking at I'm looking at another picture of that blue horse. I didn't realize it also has cock and balls, and it's all veiny everywhere.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, like that's fucking weird,
man. Oh, I forgot a connection I made earlier that I seen online. I guess there's a plaque, there's like a floor plaque in the airport, and it looks like it has AUAG on it. Which is like,
what is that? Gold and
silver, and on the periodic table.
Yeah.
But then I don't have it right now, so I can't really be that good on it. But there was a guy who was part of building this part of the building, and he discovered this new form of hepatitis, and the abbreviations were AUAG. So that was another conspiracy made, like, oh, AUAG. All these weird pictures of people dying from gas. So I don't know. I was a little weak on that one, but I remember just coming across that briefly. But there is that weird. There's a weird plaque on the ground. It says AUAG.
And what does it mean? Like that's. Well, like, no one knows.
It kind of looks like it's in a cart, like an old like rail cart for gold and silver. So like,
to me that makes
sense. The reach to go AUAG is all of a sudden now a hepatitis thing is maybe a little much, but there's just a lot of weird shit with this one. So now,
it's you know what? It's weird. I'm reading about that time capsule, and I can't. Everywhere it says it's like, how come there's no. You think that there would have been some ceremony to do that? Because usually when you're doing time capsules and stuff, you know what I mean? Or you can get people that are like, oh, I put something in there. But there's nothing. There's no like photos of any event of them sealing the time capsule or anything.
You think you like want to document that? Or do you not want people to know what you put in a time capsule? How does a time capsule work? I thought everyone just puts it in. You like mark what's in there and drop it in the hole,
and then you say we're not opening it for 100 years. There's a weird one. I didn't know there's strange. So that AUAG, there's more etched into the floor all around the main terminal, like hidden around. One is zit dit guy. It's like DZZITDITGAII. And when it's translated from the Navajo language, it means the mountain that is white. And some people believe it's reference to Mount Blanc or White Mountain in France, where the Knights Templar signed their charter.
Oh.
It's kind of a cool connection. I never heard that one. That was the first time I've read it there.
Yeah. I don't know, but like, I don't really know about anything about that one, but that does sound kind of cool.
See, and this makes sense too. I'm reading this. I like this site I found. It's a deep underground military facility, which would make so much sense with how much of the budget and like how they were getting the money for this.
Right.
Part of the continuity of government program, which is like if something were to happen in Washington, that's where the central government's command hub would be.
So like, yeah, if the other bunkers went down for whatever reason,
yeah,
they'd go there. Makes sense. That makes sense to me, definitely.
But apparently, like, I'm looking at a picture of supposedly one of the areas of this underground, and it's like fucking huge. But I don't know if I can exactly.
Yeah, like where do those pictures?
Trust the picture exactly.
Like so. I want a whistleblower with a name and a position. Like, hey, I was in charge of maintenance on levels 4 to 8 for 10 years. I can't tell you exactly what I'll tell you what I've seen. I don't know what it means. You be the judge of it. And he like just like. Listen, there's at 3 a.m., the door opens up, 20 vehicles go in, seals back up. They don't come back out till 3 a.m. the next morning. Like something weird like that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, fuck, what's going on in there?
Denver International Airport currently has 4 photovoltaic arrays on the property.
What was that?
4 solar photovoltaic arrays. So like solar panels, like solar fields almost kind of thing.
Okay.
With a total capacity of 10 megawatts or 16 million kilowatt hours of solar electricity annually. So like just fucking like it's self-sufficient. You know what I mean? Like I think it's a military secret. It's because that's where the government hub is. If something were to happen in Washington, that's where the secret, like the government would retreat to.
Yep, I'm on board with. I think if there's a conspiracy there, it's definitely like military government related, like military industrial complex kind of style.
Yeah, and they just hid the like they used the budget. They knew they were going to build it, and that's where they wanted it. It makes the most sense for like disasters and stuff. Like it's away from the coast, right? It's the furthest inland. So if something was, if someone was shooting an intercontinental ballistic mission or missile or whatever, like you'd have tons of opportunities to shoot it down before it hit Denver.
I see what you mean. Yeah, because it's like so far inland.
Yeah, it's inland. You know what I mean? Like, it strategically makes sense. So I'm going to go ahead and say that, like, well, the fucking weird symbols aside, though, like why would you? I don't know. If that was the case, why would you put all this weird shit to draw attention to the airport?
Yeah, if you wanted to keep it secret, keep it safe, make yourself a fucking normal airport with a couple secret entrances where no one really goes.
Well, and like say if the only weird thing about that airport was it went way over budget, do you think we'd still be talking about it? Like, no, it would have been fucking forgotten.
Yeah, well, maybe it has to go with, like, we kind of talked about it before, like this New World Order, these crazy guys. They always just give yourself just they just give you just a little hint that they're there. It's like they're on their conscience. They're like, okay, we just have to say what we're doing indirectly, super indirectly. So like, okay, we'll put our symbol, we'll put our stamp here. We'll put these pictures. Like, these are our plans for the world, hidden in like metaphorical art. So they're up to interpretation, but it's there if you look, right? If you look the right way, that's exactly what we're trying to do. But we're not going to tell you we're doing it, but we're not going to tell you we're not doing it. Here it is. And then, like, kind of hide yourself in plain sight, almost. Like, that's kind of like that comes up a lot with the new world order. Like, they give you just enough that, like, we're gonna do this, and then we're gonna take all the news away. It's been out there for one day, and then it's all gone. And then, like, you have to search for like what that was said, right?
Yeah.
Like a lot of reporters on like 9/11, right? There's reporters like Ground Zero, like talking to like first responders and shit. Like, what happened to the building? Like, we don't know. It just vaporized. It vaporized in midair. The steel columns came down. They vaporized. They're like, why would it vaporize if it was a collapse? Like, what? Stuff does concrete and steel just doesn't vaporize for no reason.
Yeah, and that's...
And same with, like, World Trade Center Building 7, where that one... What's the girl from... I can't remember, BBC or whatever. She reported it 20 minutes early, and it was taken off the air immediately and was never seen again on national television. It just went to YouTube right away. You can find it. So, like, weird stuff like that. We're like, oh, we're gonna blow up this building now, World Trade Center 7... And, oh, 20 minutes. Oh, now it's gone.
Yeah. That's fucking...
Yeah. There's something weird. There's some weird international conspiracy behind the scenes for sure. I think if you don't believe that, and at least in some way, I think you're a little naive. Because, like, the collusion between, like, big corporations that control food and control healthcare, and they're all, like, colluding at the very top. Like, stuff they tell you that makes like is guaranteed to cause cancer, like has a relationship to cause cancer. Like, how was it? Like 6 months ago, they said processed foods is now on the World Health Organization's list of cancer causing agents. So if you eat like a lot of smoked meat, like shitty deli meat, that causes a direct link to diabetes, heart disease, cancer. It has like a direct link. And then you go on like the world, like fucking, what's that place called? Anyways, American Cancer Institute or something, on their fucking website, they have like, they have dietary plans. And those dietary plans are like, oh, like a smoked chicken breast with all this stuff. And like all those things you're eating are on the World Health Organization's list of harmful, like, cancer-causing products, yet you're recommending them on the thing?
Like, yeah, that's fucking super weird, man.
There's actually this... I was watching this really cool documentary. I forgot the name, so I'll get to you on next case file, but I'm, like, halfway through it, and it's kind of like this guy's going on a mission, and he's pretty much, like, checking out their websites, putting the pieces together, and be like, well, this doesn't make sense. So then he calls the corporation and talks like, hey, why are you supporting cancer causing agents? That's like a tobacco company, or like a tobacco company selling cigarettes to cancer patients, right?
Yeah,
like it's the same kind of thing. They're like, oh, we can't answer that question. We'll have to get back to you with the senior manager.
And they never do.
And then when they do, when the guy at the Diabetes Association, they go there and talk about diet. I didn't know this, but I guess diabetes is not solely caused by sugar. It's actually caused more by like, cholesterol, animal product.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that either. It has excess sugar does fuck you up, but excess sugar I think fucks up the pancreas more, something like that. But anyways, so they're pretty much saying same thing on the diabetes website. They're listing all these foods, like, these foods are directly a link directly linked to diabetes, and you're promoting. It's like, well, if you want to talk about diet, this interview is over. Pretty much the top doctor there, like, oh, something's weird. So just goes to show you that, like, these big corporations, these gigantic international multi-billion or trillion-dollar corporations, they don't got your best interest in mind. You're a number.
No,
they're not in the business of health.
They're looking out for you.
They're in the business of treating sick people.
No, they're in the business of money.
That's the business, though. Their mission to treat, like, treating sick people. They don't care about you not getting sick. They want you sick so you can treat you, so they can make money.
Yeah,
that's how they get away with it. Like, we're in the business of curing, not preventing. And you're like, well, your business of curing is like you cure 1 out of 1,000 people. Like, it's not. That's a terrible rate. Fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's another case file, like big pharma and health. So I got a lot to say about that one too. So Denver Airport. I don't really have anything else on there. It's just like a really weird, it's fucking weird. Weird airport. I kind of want to go there one day and just have a peek.
Yeah, me too. Just look. Just go and look at it for yourselves. Honestly, like it's fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Got anything else on it?
I'm gonna close the book on that one for now. You could definitely dig in, right, and do some hours of research and definitely go into like the conspiracies on their own one at a time and really dig your way through. But that's for you guys to do, and you let us know. You let us know what you find.
Yeah. Hashtag look it up.
Look it up. All right. The time has come.
File in the books.
We're doing
what
it.
What are we?
The Patreon.
Oh shit!
So what happened is, last case file I'd said we're gonna do a Patreon. And I set one up, but I put it live by accident. I wasn't going to put it live yet, but I did. And 3 people signed up.
Without us even advertising it. Those are our prolapsers of the week.
That's what I was just going to get to. Prolapsers of the week. Oh, where are they? View my current patrons. We got 3 of you. First guy to sign up. He sought us out. He's like, I just heard you guys talk about it. I went and searched and found you. Kyle James. You're the man. You're the first patron. Aaron Amador, unreal. Second patron. Third patron, big spender, Gary Smith. Pledged us $25 a month. You're a fucking champion. Other guys pledged $5. It's awesome. Now I'm gonna tell you what we decided what we're gonna do for our pledges. So our ideal patron, $5. You become a correspondent. That's what we're calling it. You create your own title. Wherever you're from, that's what we did. And that's going to get you access to, we're going to have a secondary stream for Alien Theorists Theorizing called Classified. And if you donate $5 or more to the Patreon, you get access to that. We're going to be doing all our after hours. We're going to be doing bonus material. I think we'll even throw in, I might throw in What's the Meaning of This podcast on there. Because that's not...
Oh, that's a good one.
That's no longer on the internet. So that was our first podcast we tried to do. It was a lot more drinking.
Oh yeah! If you like Mitra drunk, you'll like that podcast.
And definitely worse quality, but we'll put it on there.
Oh, terrible quality, a good time.
And so yeah, that's going to be our first tier, and that's been like if you like the show and you want to help the show out, $5 is like all we ask. If you if you're a big spender, you're making a shitload of money, you got disposable income, go up the chain. $10 a month gets you Ron Pond approved, gives you all the same. It's pretty much just the second version of the $5. If you like what we do, you want to help us out more. If you give $10 a month, we're going to give you priority on questions, massive shout outs, and we'll probably even throw a couple extra bonus episodes just for the people who do $10. $25 gets you all the same stuff. You're one step from being a certified alien theorist. You get yourself a free t-shirt one time only, and you get 25% off our ATT store. And priority on shout-outs again. So farther you go up the list, the more we want to give you a shout-out, and the more we want to try and get you on the after hours. And our final tier, we kind of talked about a little bit, and this is what kind of we came up with. $50 or more, we only have 10 spaces. If you want to be on a podcast, but you don't know how to start your own, or you don't think you can pull it off on your own, $50, you're going to work directly with me. We're going to set up these people with their own little segments that we'll slowly put on through the case files and after hours. And we'll try and get you guys Skyping into the show when we can, after hours. And we'll give you a certified alien theorist degree signed by me and Braden. I'll send that out to you, and you get all the other awards. Obviously, you're the top. And you're the top tier. Your name goes on the show. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. You ever wanted to become an alien theorist like us?
That's how you do it. And if you don't know how to use Patreon, it's super easy to sign up. Pledge. You can cancel your pledge anytime. It's drawn out once a month at the start of the month. And yeah, it's going to all the money definitely for now is going all towards the show. Better website, more case files, more live stuff, YouTube channel. We're going to try and get it all, because now we got the numbers. Now it's time to try and make it work out. So see what happens.
So if you like what we do and you want us to not that we wouldn't continue doing it, but it would be nice to cover some of the bills that comes along with doing a podcast.
Cover the bills. Yeah. And eventually, if it opens up opportunities for like us to go do live shows, I'm not going around the world, but if we can go, I don't know, I'd probably go within 8 or 10 hours driving. So that's a few places in the States, Canada, West Coast. Well,
and who's to say we wouldn't try to line up a show if we could realistically. I'd fly to Denver and do a Denver show.
It's true. I just love podcasting. I just love bullshit and talking about all this stuff.
Yeah, I
love this podcast. It started so organically, and then I feel like we just made like thousands of friends.
Yeah, it's
like our own little alien theorizing community here. Fuck the ads.
Passionate community.
Fuck the ads. No ads. The show's never ad. No. We're never getting ads on here.
No, we don't want to be supported by advertisers and corporations.
We fucking hate the corporations. Like, be hypocrite to take their money.
We want to be 100% crowdsourced. Like,
fuck yeah.
Fan sourced. So yeah, definitely. If you want to support us in our growing change, look us up on Patreon. Hit us up. Hit your boys up.
And I think we're going to guarantee 3 case files a month from here on out. And if we're gonna take a break, we'll let you know.
Yeah. You know what though? I next summer, I'm going to say this right now. Next summer, we're taking a month off.
Yeah. No, I think most podcasts take months off throughout the year. So we've been going like slow and steady and not taking any time off. Now we're going to go hard and then take time off that way. Probably better. Reset, refresh, come back, new case files, like a new season almost, right? Like once or twice a year. Fuck yeah.
Any other news?
I got one more shout out, but I'll go after you. What do you got?
No, go. Yeah, do your shout out. I got nothing.
Okay. So some of our some great prolapsers went traveling across the States. They're from Ontario somewhere, actually. Bailey. Oh no, they were in Bailey, Colorado, and they sent us an awesome postcard about Bigfoot, saying, "Have you noticed the increase in human sightings since they legalized pot?" And Bigfoot's just fucking getting stoned. So big shout out to Jake and Samantha. They're giving us peace, love, and prolapsing.
Oh, I know who that is. I know Samantha sends some good snaps.
Yeah, no, they've both bought t-shirts a couple times. They've been with us for a while. We love them.
Yeah.
Cheers to you guys. And fucking, you know what? Cheers to everyone who's listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
There's a million podcasts out there. We're glad you listen to us. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so that's it for the podcast for the week. Prepare yourselves for more case files.
More after hours.
More after hours.
More bonus shit.
But here's the one issue with more case files. More case files means you get more with C-listers.
Yeah.
There's going to be more with just me and you.
Yeah, it's probably
all the other guys have real lives and are really busy, and it's hard to always get them on. Dan will always be on. We got to get him on some Friday.
Dan's only a weekend guy because the time difference and shit and the way he works. But he's on weekends. He's always down. But weekends right now, especially in the summer, like the band was fucking playing all the time. So the weekends are getting tougher for me. So definitely going to be more weekday shows. So that means less drinking right now. But on the weekends, I'm still fucking
drinking. Oh, we'll fire a couple. We'll fire a couple weekends up. Yeah. All right. I was gonna work on a new theme, a new like ending line, but I don't know if I like it enough to switch over from.
I got an ending line.
What's yours? I wonder if it's gonna be what I was gonna say.
Mine, no, definitely mine's. I think mine's a little more like spiritual.
Oh, what's yours? Let's hear yours.
I've said it on a case file before. I'll say it, and then you say yours, and we're done.
Are we going with new ones?
New ones? No, you got.
Are we trying?
I don't know. You have a new one? I just have one I thought about today. And
okay, let's hear yours.
And remember, you are the universe experiencing yourself.
Well, that's pretty good. It's pretty deep. Mine was, my new one I was going to try out was live long and prolapse. Anyways, it's your boys. As always, keep those eyes on the skies.